The silent film era involved a pianist or organist playing along live to the action on screen. Today, film enthusiasts seeking a taste of the past can see stars like Charlie Chaplin, Buster Keaton, Harold Lloyd, and Lillian Gish on digitized reels accompanied by live music. Movie historian Ben Modell is the resident accompanist at the Museum of Modern Art in New York City. He plays at venues around the world and will be appearing in the Adirondacks on Sunday. He says the technique engages viewers.
Ironically, it may on the surface seem like, oh, there are these things missing, but it's precisely that I really enjoy because you're involved with this screen entertainment, supplying things with your imagination. And you're engaged, as opposed to contemporary cinema where everything is just completely spoon-fed to you and it's a very passive experience. There's something very satisfying and fun about these films from 90 years ago. Plus the comedies, they're just funnier.
What inspires your theme for the score of a silent film?
Well, I get inspired by what's on screen and the work of the people who made these films. And I try to emulate music of the period. I try to stay within the era. The idea is to give an audience of today an authentic sound while also acknowledging that our contemporary expectations of film music may be a little different. But the main thing is to enjoy the film and the work that these people made.
Have you ever been tempted to veer away from giving that authentic sound and use maybe computerized or electronic instrumentation as you accompany a silent film?
No. No. I started playing for films when I was a filmmaking major at NYU, and I think slightly because I got into this from being a filmmaker, I feel like when I accompany a film, I'm honoring the work that was done. So when the lights go off, I'm working for Doug Fairbanks or Charlie Chaplin or Sergei Eisenstein or Frank Borzage, or whoever it is. I don't want to do anything that's going to take away from that. And anything, as far as my own work is concerned, anything that goes outside the era, whether it's a musical style or a musical instrument, then it's something that an audience catches their attention. And it pulls people's attention off to the side a little bit, and then they have to work a little harder. The idea is it's supposed to be seamless. You know, the score should feel like an old sweatshirt. You just put it on, you're comfortable in the air conditioning, and you forget about it, and you can enjoy what's in front of you. And it's supposed to draw you up into the film and to the film's storyline and to the characters themselves.
You mentioned some of the classic comedians in silent films.
Yeah.
Do you have certain genres that you prefer to either score or play live for, whether it's comedy, drama, or adventure?
I don't really have a favorite in that sense. It's all about audience preservation for me and the idea of bringing people in and giving them a great show so that they can enjoy the films and not only come back but bring their friends and help them get over that word silent that puts so many people off.
You've played some really impressive venues around the world like MoMA, but you're coming to Scroon Lake on Sunday. Why did you decide to come to the Adirondacks?
You know, yes, I've played at MoMA for many, many years, and I play at the Library of Congress, and there are a lot of, like, I just played at the Redford Theater in Detroit, which is a 1920s movie house, and there's a 1916 cinema in Tromsø, Norway, that I play at every year for a festival, and they sound exciting and fun and fancy, but, you know, sometimes playing for a bunch of fifth graders in an elementary school in the suburbs somewhere is just as exciting as playing a quote-unquote famous or big-time venue because, like I said, audience preservation is a big part of my initiative, and if I'm able to help bring the silent film experience to a place where it doesn't usually happen, then it's a good day. So the Strand Theater is a historic cinema. There's something really special about seeing classic film in a place where it was shown because experientially you're experiencing what people did back then. And so when Fred Balsack from the Adirondack Film Society contacted me about playing at the Strand, I was very excited. I'm really looking forward to bringing Charlie Chaplin's classic comedies and the silent film experience to the Adirondacks and to this wonderful theater.
Ben Modell will be at the Strand Theater in Scroon Lake on Sunday at 8 p.m. to accompany a trio of digitally restored Charlie Chaplin silent comedies and participate in a question and answer session. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.